This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Raina's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I apologize. We went long with the mayor of Minneapolis. But we're here with you now. Dave found this story about a birthday party that I want to get your thoughts on. Okay. So okay. It's a daughter, MK. Just the initials are listed. Okay. Spent most of the morning in a park bonding with a bunch of kids who just so happened to be at a birthday party. Okay, so MK's there. All of a sudden, they're hanging out, and the kids are at a birthday party. So the mom's loving it, and things are good, and all of a sudden, the mom says, I see MK's intention of grabbing a piece of cake. So I walk over to make sure it's okay as a formality. Obviously, I was like, it's okay if it's a cake. There's lots of pieces. The mother who's hosting the birthday party, who has witnessed MK and the other kids interacting, says this. Takes the plate away from MK, gets down to her level and says, you cannot eat this cake, okay? This is not your birthday. These are not your friends. Where is your mother? Dave wanted me to ask this question. Was that you?
No, it was not. My God. Are
what a
you
jerk.
Kidding me right now?
Honestly, what a jerk. This is not your birthday party. This is not your cake. Get out of here.
Who does that?
I hope who she breaks her ankle on the way home. Is that too strong or is that okay?
That might be too strong.
I don't think it is. Come on.
But if it's your, I will say this though. But if it's your kid who's the one, if MK's your kid, do you go over? Like this is me anyway. I would have said to her, "Honey, you can't have any of that cake. I'll get you a treat on the way home."
Yes, I agree. I agree, and I would have made sure. If my kid, MK is my MK,
yeah.
When okay. All of a sudden MK is starting to wander towards the birthday celebration now, not just the fun and the swings and whatever, I would have found the mom or the dad and said, okay, it turns out MK's been interacting. Is this okay? But I wouldn't have then been the mom who, I don't know, let me think of a hypothetical name, Rena. And I wouldn't have then muscled up on the kid and said, give me that cake or I'm calling the coppers.
I just can't even believe that would happen. I can't believe that happen.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I guess.
Harrigan, if you're hosting the party, the bride is working, okay? Either the 6-year-old or the 3-year-old are having, let's go 6-year-old now because they're out and about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And MK is now, I guess, invading, like a D-Day sort of invasion of this birthday party with like 5 other kids and you have plenty of cake. What's your move?
I'd get down to her level just like the mom did. And I'd say, MK, is that your real name? Did you bring a present for my daughter? And she'd shake her head and say, no. And I'd say, well, do you have any cash? No. Scram.
I figured that was a scram. A word we don't use enough, by the way.
Right? That's a good one.
Yeah. Maybe you could use that later today on Caroline.
You bet.
Scram. Just, I don't know, some way work in scram, you know? That would
I promise I will work in the word scram at 4 o'clock.
Okay. America, find Care 11, 4 o'clock today at some point during the newscast. See scram. This is a story I keep seeing. Leg lengthening surgeries.
No.
Leg lengthening surgeries. This one in the New York Post, and my God, do we need to tabulate this down. I was not the first to say it. I will not be the last to say it. I've said it 1,000 times. Please, please, please get us a tabloid. A Georgia man was so unhappy, wait for it, with his 6-foot frame that he spent more than $100,000 on a Turkish, of course you go to Turkey, right? Why wouldn't you? Leg lengthening surgery to add 7 inches to his height.
Come on.
7 inches. I could go into the details where he's got to kind of crank this knob and your leg in theory is getting longer and longer. 7 inches. $100,000. What are people doing?
It never ceases to amaze me the kind of things that I find that medical doctors will do that seem not only wrong, but immoral, illegal. I just the kinds of things or the age that I see people doing things at is like, I don't know how that even passes. I guess you're in Turkey, so maybe there aren't any laws like that over there. That's why the Greeks stay away from the Turks.
Whoa, what a shot. What a shot. You know, we're big in Istanbul. They love the podcast. And
What you mean, Chad, is Constantinople. So, like, let's go back in history here and let's get real.
Yeah.
That belongs to Greece.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Dave, I think we've discovered some bitterness.
You have touched a nerve.
Yes. Yes. Maybe, actually, I mean, I want to go, but how about this? Chad and Rena and Dave will lead you on a holiday, Colette, whatever, trip to Greece.
Oh, I am in.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Can we throw rocks at Turkey?
Yeah.
Well, of course we can.
I can come up with more cities to sight in Turkey outside of Istanbul. That's kind of my go-to. Dave?
You got me after that.
Dave, got anything outside of Istanbul?
There's a couple others.
Okay, I know.
Maple Grove, Turkey, I think it's.
Plymouth.
It's, yeah.
Maple Grove, Turkey. It's
Plymouth.
My favorite.
Do you have, I've got other stuff, but do you have an intriguing story that you're working on? Because I feel like we've had some good dialogue on stories you're working on. Anything going on right now?
I'm working on, like, save your money kind of stories. Did we talk about this before? I feel like I've been working on this for a long time.
I think you did. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, it's nothing exciting. It's just taking forever to get edited. I think that's the problem.
Whoa.
You know.
Blaming the editing team. Can we name some names?
No, it's not. It's not. It's just a lack of staffing all around. So,
I think it's
thin.
Put that on the Twitter. Rena attacks the Care 11 editing team.
It's always the producer's fault, isn't it?
Listen, I blame Dave for everything too. So join the group, Rena.
Yeah, I know. That's smart. That's just smart. It's just better that way. Just keep your hands clean.
When will we see this? Like in 2025, or when do you think?
I honestly couldn't tell you when it's running.
By then, we're all going to be broke, Rena. Thanks a lot.
I know. It's been so long, I can't even remember what it's about. One of them was about, like, appliances, and the other one is, I don't even remember. Couldn't tell you. Don't know. I will say this, before you move on, my brain stopped working.
Oh.
The amount of things that
I don't think that's good.
This week.
Yep.
No, and you guys know I'm forgetful anyway. Like,
yep.
I don't remember anything. Someone brought up something to me the other day about a coworker, and I used to work at the same place at different times back in the day. And he brought up something to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Would have never remembered had he not brought it up. But, you know, I was like, I kind of vaguely remember that. But this week I have already left the grocery store without the groceries. my daughter in the back seat had to say, "Mom, don't go home. You didn't pick up the groceries."
Hold on a second. Okay, so you're going to the store with your daughter. We're glad you brought your daughter to the grocery store and back. I mean, that's the most important.
I remember
You go through the checkout.
Yes.
Are you bagging, or are you at a place where they're bagging for you?
No, not only do they bag it for you, they put it on a little thing at a conveyor belt because it's sometimes too much to carry when you have a little one with you.
So it's a Byerly's, right?
So
it's a Byerly's, you know, la-di-da. And then in theory, you're going to go back up there, and they're not only – you're not going to have to get out of the car. They're going to open up like a back door, a trunk, and put it in there, correct?
Right. Yes, but I do tip.
A buck doesn't count. I mean, how much do you tip?
I tipped $5 yesterday.
Okay. That's Dave. That's way more than Dave would have.
That's insane.
Dave thinks like you should be thrown in jail for that amount. So
they got like a paper clip that was stuck between the seats.
Did you get out of the parking lot, or when did your daughter step forward?
I was shooting out of the parking lot. I was in the lane to get out, and she said, "You didn't go pick up the groceries." I was like, "Excellent point, child."
How do you ever remember to come on with us?
I don't. I have an alarm that goes on. And then even, I will tell you, a half an hour before you call me, alarm says, Chad Hartman Show, today at 12:30. Yeah. And by the time 12:30 rolls around, I have already forgotten.
My gosh.
And then when the phone rings, I'm like, who's this with this fun phone number?
I have no faith that you're going to work scramming later today then. There's no chance you're going to remember this.
That's true. I will forget.
Yes.
I will likely forget.
Well,
but I forgot a doctor's appointment for her this week. I forgot that I was working nights on Monday. I forgot to take my car in for service this morning. Like, I feel like I should be, you're going to check me in somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you should be our news beacon right now if we're counting on you during like a breaking
when
news.
When have you ever counted on me?
I've always counted on you, but I'm regretting that decision right now. I've got to be honest.
That's probably smart. So smart.
We've stay on hold.
Oh, okay.
No, we got to go. I was just going to leave you on hold and see how long you would stay on hold because you're forgetful, you know? All right, I got to go.
All right, bye.
See ya. Rena, 52 past 12. Hey, I'm going to talk John Schuster. John Schuster. First, let me just establish super guy. And I think you want to deal with a super guy anytime you're involved in a business transaction. How about selling or buying a house? This isn't, you know, forgetting your groceries. This is a major, major purchase. Remember, with the Schuster Group, you can get a cash offer and the opportunity to get the best offer, and you work with this great guy, John Schuster. John knows all sorts of strategies. Mary and Tom saw this in action when they were selling their home in Blaine. They were building a new home, needed the best price for their home, but also wanted the timing. Okay, because you don't want to own two homes and you got to coordinate the cash. They got it done. John got the couple 6 offers to choose from with only one day on the market, sold their home $10,000 over list price, and closed on their home 2 weeks later just when they needed. Everybody's got something. We play that at the start of the show. Everybody has a complicated situation. John will get it done. JohnSchusterGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.